Welcome to my new podcast where everything is going to get better for everyone. Hi there, today we're going to talk about stock options, investing, what you know, what I know, but more just listen and follow along, and I guarantee you, you're going to start making some money, and you're going to save some money, and that sounds good. Topic of the day, stock. How do you do it? Easy. Open a bank account, open up your online banking. And some of them have options to have a Merrill Lynch or, you know, stock trading site. Other than that, you're going to be doing, go to .coms, like, you know, actual .coms that are stock market trading sites that allows you. You could even do it through Robinhood. I have a friend that does Robinhood. It's an app that lets you trade stock. And what a stock is you're buying into a company, an idea, and you're becoming a shareholder for a company. The more shares you hold, the more of that company you own, publicly traded stocks. It is very fun because you could invest in things that you like. So do that. If you need any help, give me a call back or leave a message and I will respond to you as best as possible. But here's the step one I want you to take a look into. When you open up your portfolio, you're gonna buy a stock or two. And when I say that, you could choose anything you want, from Tesla down to new companies that are trading for less money, or Amazon, which is $1,000, but that people shy away from. What up, man? And you're pretty much just gonna do what you can do, what you can afford, and that's that. Now, some stocks that I'm gonna tell you to invest in, which by choice, you have that option, but I would say it's a good start, is we could do pharmaceutical companies like Edit or Cells, which is CELZ, would be a stock ticker symbol. Now, this is a very cheap, inexpensive stock where it is probably going to cost you $1 to get 4 shares. Now, compromising that is it is a low selling thing. I mean, it has not been tested. It's still, you know, low penny grade stock, and you could buy it. Or you could go into a stock that costs a little more, like a real estate stock, like NRZ, for $15, $17, I think it's trading. You could buy 1, 2, 3 shares. Now, what I also want you to know is that when you make a trade, it is going to cost you $8, $10. That is the company's fee for trading the stock, on basis letting you allow to purchase stock. Now, that small fee, you buy more than $8 worth of stock, because it's going to cost you $8, excuse me. But when you buy a stock like Tesla, trading for around $300, you're going to pay $308. But you own 1 share, and it is going to, you know, it's going to hold its value. You're going to look into companies that you believe in, that you trust, that are just, you know, compromisable by what? The end of the earth, and that's it. You know, Coca-Cola, when's that going to stop? Well, maybe when the world explodes. But Coca-Cola is probably here to stay until your grandkids' grandkids are going to be here. Now, I'm not saying you're going to make $1 million. You could. Anyone can make as much money as they want. This is something I only say because I don't have $1 million, but I know for a fact that me investing in my future, I'm going to have that money rather than going to buy a beer, which I drink and piss into a urinal. So for $5, I could buy up this penny stock that has to do with pharmaceuticals. I could get 50 shares, you know, for, you know, a night out at the bar. But it cost me $8 to buy that, and then another $20 to buy the shares. Now, at that rate, $25, $28, $30, I spend $30 and I piss it in a drain on a Saturday night. So what I recommend is that we stop pissing away our money, literally, and start putting away our money into companies that are, you know, diligent with workers and people that are fixed on fixing the future. And that is one of my introductions to stock. Now, there's other companies that I would recommend, and let's just go over this again. There's Edit, E-D-I-T, which is a company that's doing very futuristic pharmaceutical, and not even pharmaceutical, but plant-based kind of like technology in the science industry. Now, we're also talking about cells, C-E-L-Z, which is another pharmaceutical, you know, cells. Like, we're talking intro, you know, microscopic kind of stuff, cells. Not S-E-L-S, but C-E-L-Z. And that is its ticker symbol. Ticker symbols are pretty much like a company like Tesla. Its ticker symbol is T-S-L-A. Now, I don't own a Tesla stock yet because it's so expensive. But would I buy one share if I had the money to buy one share and just hold it? Yes. Does one share deter me rather than buying 1,000 shares that is 2 pennies or one share that's Tesla? No, I would buy a Tesla stock because it is here to stay, build, and there is future future aspects that would be problematic to a penny stock rather than a Tesla stock, because like I said before, Tesla's here to stay. And people don't know the value of Tesla, and you see headlines, Tesla's broke and stuff like that. But these are just, they're market names now. These are people that are the naysayers, like, oh, don't do this, don't do that, or, you know, like, war's a bad thing. Yeah, of course. But you know what? There's a result, and something that as a result is, it's still going to be here, you know? So when we're putting a penny stock in 2 years, we don't know if that company is going to still exist. But if you want to take a chance with something that you like, go for it. You know, I'd do it. You could do it, and it could be beneficial. Apple stock, when it first opened up, 14 years later, you'd be a millionaire. You know, this is just a simple, you know, collaboration between what your mind thinks is going to be good and what's not. So the breakdown of a stock is everything you can find is on Yahoo Finance or your stock app on your phone, so that you buy your phone. Right in the box, right when you open it up, there is a stock app on your phone. Now, this is something that investors do. Not just poor people, not just middle class people, not just wealthy people, but if you want to be an investor, you can do this. Not just saying you have to wait. You can do it today. You got $50 in your bank account. You got bills to pay, and you're not going to have that $50 at the end. Hold off. But make it a plan in your agenda that you're not going to go out, you're not going to spend your money on something that you're going to be pissing down the drain, and you're going to invest in your future. And I'm not talking, oh, today I'm going to put $100 in and tomorrow it's going to be $200. It's going to be something where you put $100 in and then you think about it for 2 weeks and you say, hey, you know what? I want my money back. Your $100, you can still get back. It's going to be a little less or a little more because there's a fee. And if you put $100 into it to sell it, you got to do the $8. It's a transaction fee. There's a guy on the other end of the line doing these transactions with the stock market. So you're paying a guy for a service. But in a year, say you want that stock back and that stock has gained profits, then you're talking that you could have made $800, you know, for what? For $100 that you set aside, instead of going to Las Vegas and blowing it, pissing it down, the roulette tables drain. You went over there and you said, oh, you know what? I'm just going to chill today, look into a company that I really like, and I'm going to put down $100 on them. It is a bet. It's a gamble. It's a long-term gamble. And you know what's cool? You can let it ride or you can take it out, whatever you want to do. I mean, I'm just talking because I'm a compulsive guy. Personality, I don't know. What kind of personality? I would say impulse, and I like gambles. I like, you know, risks. I'm a risk taker. But some people like, you know, popular names, Bill Gates. You took a risk, you know, Facebook. You've been in some risky situations. So, you know, think about it and everything you're going to do from here on out. So, guys, it's going to be, you know, your future. If you want to be a doctor, that'd be a risk. You're going to put your best foot forward, pay for college, go take that risk. That's fine. Some people don't see it as a risk, but everything you do in this life is kind of a risk. How much you enjoy that risk, that's up to you. How happy you are today, it's kind of up to you. I mean, you could be sad. Oh, my mom passed away. Or, you know, my dad's dead. Relatively, you're allowed to be sad. Because of that fact, there is more subjects to your life than someone else's. Saying your dad, say today, oh, it's the worst day of my life. My dad passed away. Cry. Do what you gotta do. At the same time, I want you to be healthy. I want you to be happy. I want you to be looking ahead for tomorrow. I've been depressed. That's a subject. That's a whole new subject about investing in yourself. We're talking about just small wins. And a lot of small wins, you're going to come up on a big win, which is you. So that's my stock talk today. I want you to invest in yourself. I'll leave some comments and stuff like that. If you're looking for more companies that are a good idea, you can leave them in. If you want me to look into a company for you, leave a comment. I'll do a whole, you know, response area every day. And I'm going to talk to you guys and try to invest in your future as best as I can. You know, there's real estate stocks where you get real estate. When you buy the stock, you are a partial owner of real estate. Now, you'll see websites that are full of this stuff, but you can do it yourself. And you don't need $1,000 like the websites want you to do. Oh, a minimum of $1,000. You could do a minimum of $25. Buy one share. Every paycheck you get, buy one share. Buy one share. Now, that's going to be kind of a cost-effective thing where $28, you're going to be paying the $8 fee every day. So, get some. Go out and get some. All right. Have a good day.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.